You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is Massive Music Weekend, and we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Remember the Future, the classic prog rock album by Nectar. And on the phone with us, we have original founding member, Mo Moore. Mo, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We're in our 52nd year as a band. Remember the Future was our biggest album. That's what brought us to the United States in 74. And I really like that album. It's a great album. We had a lot of fun making it.
You know, Remember the Future was several albums into the band's discography. Looking back at this great music, tell us what the band's focus was when you were recording this classic album.
So we'd written Remember the Future. Basically, we always write the music first and then we write the lyrics. And we went in the studio and we had 5 days to record it. And they said to us, I said, well, does it matter if we have the studio for 24 hours a day? And they said, yeah. So we did a 36-hour session, a 72-hour sessions, and two more long sessions before we went and mixed it in London. And we were writing the lyrics as we went. It took us 2 days to put the basic tracks down. Basic tracks being guitar, bass, drums, and keyboards. So we like to do all the music live, and then you add to it the vocals or maybe another guitar or maybe another keyboard. We never did a lot of overdubbing. It was mainly live. And we were doing lyrics as they were coming out in the studio. We were writing the lyrics. Mick Brockett and I were writing the lyrics and getting them in so that Roy could sing them. And I remember when I went to him with the lyrics for Let It Grow, and I went in the studio and I would sing This Is How We Hear It. And I sang it and they said, well, that's it, you're going to sing it on the album. So that's how come that I sing
Wow, that's amazing. You weren't even intending to be the lead singer at the time.
No.
Now, the statute of limitations has passed. We're talking 50 years ago. Dare I ask you on the radio how you stayed up for all those sessions?
Oh, yeah, we had they call them AN1s, the German speed, I guess. They're over the counter. It wasn't anything illegal, but boy, they were good. We had a couple of bottles of them. We were feeding them to the engineers.
Well, something worked right. There's no question about that. Let's get back to the music. WRCT 88.3 FM. Future.
Thank you.
Remember the Future took off in the States when FM radio was still in its infancy. Mo, can you tell our listeners the story about how the album broke?
I think I have to say that the two radio stations that did that job was Keshi FM in St. Louis, who played it night and day, and WNEW in New York. All the DJs, especially Alison Steele, she was a huge fan of the band. And I spent quite a few evenings talking to her on the radio. I went to her studio. But Keshi was playing it night and day. We sold out four shows, so 12,000 people the first time were in America because of Keshi Radio. We sold out two shows in New York because of WNEW.
Did you ever have any idea, after all the albums you recorded previously, that this album would become so big and become such a classic album over the years?
I felt there was something special about it. When we took the album to Air Studios to have it mastered, they made the master tape there, and I remember very clearly George Martin was in the studio and he was listening to it, and he really liked it. I think it was very special. I think a lot of that had to do with the energy that went into the making of it, you know.
What's your favorite track in 2023 when you listen back to Remember the Future?
I like it all. It tells a story. You know, the only reason that Remember the Future has tracks at all is so that radio stations can pick something to play. But in actual fact, it's one piece of music. I think it tells a really good story. I'll give you a little anecdote from that. We went to Bellophone Records, which was our record company, and they had the cover there. We'd not seen the cover before. And I looked on the back of the cover and there was Bluebird. Bluebird, at that point, was just a song. It didn't have many words to it, but and I looked at it and I said, "That's our Bluebird right there." Yeah, look at the back. There's a Bluebird on the back of that album, and that was Bluebird. And then not long after that, Mick and I were watching One Night Late TV, and we're watching Frankenstein. And Frankenstein, there's a scene where Frankenstein walks into the room with the blind man, and the blind man can't see him, so he's not afraid of him. And we thought, that's the link right there. The Bluebird will project into the mind of the blind boy a picture of himself, and the blind boy won't be afraid because he doesn't know what anybody looks like. And that generated the whole feel of the concept for the album.
You're listening to the music of Nectar with Remember the Future right here on WRCT. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, and we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the prog rock classic Remember the Future by Nectar. And on the phone with us, we've got Mo Moore, original founding member of the band. Mo, many studio albums later, Nectar is still playing songs from Remember the Future on tour. What kind of response do you get from the audience when you're playing songs from this great album?
Yeah, we're actually playing, on this tour, we're playing the entire album front to back. So we're also going to be doing songs from The Other Side, from Recycled, from Tab in the Ocean, which is another one that people really like. And we're going to be doing stuff from The Other Side as well. But we are playing the entire Remember the Future album every night.
That's amazing. Well, it's 2023 and Nectar is still making new music and touring the world. What can listeners look forward to on the horizon for Nectar?
Well, we have a tour that's going to be starting on March 6th, and it's actually 11 days. And when we come back from tour, we're going to start lining up time to do another album. I don't know the name yet, but we have about 35 minutes of music written already. And we will be doing an album, a new album, that hopefully will be out by the fall of this year.
That's fantastic. We're listening to Remember the Future with Mo Moore here on WRCT 50th anniversary. Mo, thank you so much for joining us. And let's get you back on WRCT with the release of the upcoming Nectar album.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Eric. I'm hoping that you can come to one of the concerts. We've been trying to get into Pittsburgh for a while, so hopefully this will push us over the hill.
Well, we want to make that happen.
Yeah, really great meeting you.
You stop me for me, lady, in hell.
You've just heard music from the band Nectar and their classic album, Remember the Future. Support for the past half hour comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, they're here for you. Serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You want to keep it here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Coming up in just a few minutes, Mick Box, original founding member of Uriah Heep.
Hey there, it's the Moxster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult, but I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, you rock and rollers, this is Funky Meadows of Angel. Listen, if you want rockets in your pockets, lead in your pencil, then you need to listen to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on the bop of your dial, WRCT Pittsburgh, PA. Keep rockin'.
You're out on the loose tonight, but you choose to stay.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and you just heard Save Me Tonight from the latest Uriah Heep album. Brand new album is called Chaos and Color. New music from classic artists is what we focus on in Courts in Session, and this new Uriah Heep album is a killer. And we're so thrilled tonight to have none other than the legendary Mick Box, original founding member from Uriah Heep, on the phone with us tonight. Mick, how are you, guy?
I'm great, Eric. Good to be talking with you, my friend, you know, all the way from London, England.
Little long distance. It's so great. So, Mick, it's 2023. And here at WRCT, we're getting requests for the brand new Uriah Heep. It is so terrific. This new album, you've hit out of the park. Chaos and Color's the name. Tell us all about it.
Well, I'll go with the Chaos and Color title first. It's a title that I came up with, Eric. And it's basically written because all the songs are written in the chaotic time of COVID. And I believe that one of the great mediums in life that got people through COVID and the lockdowns and everything else that happened in life at those very difficult times was music. So music is the colour. So I called the album Chaos in Colour. And that's how that all came about, mate. But it's a typical Heap album. It's got all the trademarks that we've always been known for, you know, since 1970, with a Hammond organ, the five-part harmony, you know, the wah-wah guitar, distinctively vocal, good melodic rock songs with a positive energy in them. And it speaks very highly of what we do and what we are and where we are today.
Well, if you wrote that album during the pandemic and all the chaos, how did you put together such an upbeat album? Because the album's upbeat, and it's honestly, it's one of the best albums you've ever done. I'm not understating that. It's just terrific.
Thank you. No, I think we just put a positive spin on everything because, you know, if you dwell in negativity, it can drag you under, you know, and we're not that sort of band. I'm certainly not that sort of person. So we try to look on the bright side of things, you know. I mean, all through our musical career, you know, we've always had lyrics that say good over evil, you know. And also, you know, when I'm out on tour all over the world, get many, many fans come up to me saying, Mick, I've got to thank you, shake my hand and say, look, thank you for the music because I've had some really difficult times in my life, but your music seen us through. And I think that's because of the positivity of the lyrics we've had, you know, since day one.
Well, let's talk about some of these songs on this album. Now, the new single, which we can play next, is called Hurricane. There's a video for it.
But Eric, hang on. You can't say the new single now. Listen, I know you deeply love another track better than that.
I do.
Yeah, and so you can have to play, my friend, Hell the Sunrise.
All right, this is not the new single, but this is an EJL favorite on the new Uriah Heep album, Chaos in Colour. Let's play it right now. This is Hell the Sunrise.
Breaking
If you're just tuning in, we've got Mick Box, guitarist and original founding member of Uriah Heep, on the phone with us tonight from London, England. And you just heard the song Hail the Sunrise from the latest Uriah Heep album, Chaos and Color. Well, Mick, terrific, terrific. Tell us about your recording process and putting this album together during the pandemic.
Okay, well, when we were in lockdown in South Sister, we started writing songs, and we were waiting for the government to give us the go-ahead that we could all be together, you know, because that's what a lockdown is. You can't get out and socialise with anyone. So the minute they started thinking, oh, the government giving us hints, you know, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, or 2 months, whatever it was, we started writing the songs. And then we went, right, the minute they tell us we're going to get together, we're going to go in the studio, we're going to record it. And we record live as a band. We go in there and play in the studio together, like we've always done since 1970. You know, I think that's the best way for a band to speak. I think you capture all the magic in that way of recording, you know, rather than files and sending files to each other, and it all becomes very sterile to me, you know. So a band playing together, and we recorded the whole thing in 17 days. In a studio called Chapel Studios in Lincolnshire. And also within that 17 days, we went off and played a festival, the Sigilhouse Festival in Wales on top of a mountain, then came back and carried on recording. So it was a busy time for him, you know, but, you know, the minute we were, you know, the shackles were off, we were ready to go.
Well, that, you know what, that is so refreshing, because we're always hearing about these bands that are all over the world. They're not together. They're sending files. They're recording in the privacy of a home studio. And a lot of that stuff sounds terrific. But maybe that is one of the reasons why this Uriah Heep album sounds so great, because you're truly recording as a band together live in real time.
Yeah, I think it's very important for a band like Uriah Heep to do that, you know, and that's part of what we've always done. And I also think that, you know, when you record like that, you don't necessarily have to have a click track, you know, to keep in time and stuff like that. You just go with the momentum of the band. And I think that's when you get, like, a lot of the 70s music still gives you the chills, you know, and the hair stand up on your arm and stuff like that, you know. And I think that's why, because, you know, you all that emotion that you capture when you're playing live like that with the band, you know, really, really gets through to you deeply. Whereas, you know, if you send files to each other, the first thing anyone's going to do is put it dead on the one and make it really perfect so everyone can follow the next bit. And to me, in search of perfection like that, you lose all the magic that was there in the first place. So when we record, we do 3 or 4 takes, choose one of the takes, and our producer, Jay Russell, and us agree that if it sounds that good now, it'll sound that good forever. And there's no need to
that, you know what, you need to give advice to a lot of other bands, because you're right, rock and roll is not supposed to be perfect, right?
100%, you know, it should be human, and you should feel it. And I think that when you record like that, you know, you can communicate in the best possible way with your music.
So talking about playing together live in the studio recording this album, let's talk about touring live. I know you've got a lot of European commitments, but here in Pittsburgh, we want to see the Heap. What's the chance of an American tour and coming stateside and getting to Pittsburgh?
Believe you me, we've been bugging our agent and our management for a stateside trip, like you wouldn't believe. The last time we were out, we were playing with Judas Priest. And that was a great tour, you know, great guys. We had great camaraderie and great fun doing it. And to be honest, you know, with their history and our history, it was almost 100 years of metal and rock, classic rock on stage on one night, you know, so it was immense, you know. So, yeah, great. You know, a lot of good musicians, a lot of good music, a lot of good songs, and a really special time. So we want to come back again and maybe do a show on our own and, you know, play for the length of, you know, of a normal show, you know. When you're supporting Priest, you have a certain amount of time you can play, but we'd like to come back and do the full show and show everyone what Chaos and Color is all about, along with all our great classic songs that we've got.
Well, you've got an open invitation, brother, right here in Pittsburgh. We've got a stage all set, and we got a studio set for you. So, Mick, talking about metal, being on tour with Judas Priest, what is it like, with your tremendous career, with all the incredible music you've created, with all the fans worldwide, to know that you are considered really amongst the founding of the heavy metal genre in music that's so popular. Like, it started with you guys.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, there's so many accolades that come our way, you know, and I'll just let them, you know, blow over my head. But, you know, to be honest, you know, when I sit down and think about it, it's mind-blowing. You know, for instance, you know, we've sold 40 million albums. To think that our music, my guitar players, some of the songs and heap songs have been in 40 million homes is just, you just can't comprehend it, you know. And the fact pre-COVID, we used to play in 62 countries around the world, you know. So when we did a world tour, we really went out there and played a world tour, you know. So all those facts and figures keep coming into your head. And luckily I can just blow them over my head and not get a big head with it.
Well, if you're tuning in, we've got Mick Box, guitarist, original founding member of Uriah Heep. They've got a killer new album. It's called Chaos and Color. Well, Mick, it's that time. You know, our listeners love to know what our favorite rock stars listen to in their downtime. Why don't you join me here? Take over the turntables. Let's drop the needle on a couple records that you love and tell us why you love them.
Okay, here you go. This is Mick Box of Uriah Heep, man. You are going to listen to one of my favorite tracks of all time, and probably up there in my top 20 at least, will be My Generation from The Who. And the reason for that is that when I was going around London and all the clubs and everything, I saw them play in a small club. And when Pete Townshend was playing with the feedback that he used to get, it was just so exciting because I came from an area where feedback you try to get rid of, you know, and bury, and it was an awful thing. And he came in and made like another instrument, you know. And so I saw them in a club, very exciting. And you know, of course, they were very mods, really great with their clothes and everything, you know. And so we found out where they went shopping, and that was in Carnaby Street in London. So we used to go down there. So there's a lot of great. I'll tell you what the best thing about the song as well is that it's got a bass guitar solo in a 3-minute song from John Entwistle, you know, who in fact is David Rimmer, our bass player's favorite bass player. So there's a lot of things good about it, you know, but it just spoke brilliantly for that particular time in London. Yeah.
What a great pick. And give me one more to play for everybody.
All right. Well, here we go. I think I'll choose a song by the Jeff Beck Group. Now, anything by Jeff is marvelous for me. And I know he's just passed away, but God bless him. He's going to be up there playing guitar with the Angels. But the song I like from the Jeff Beck Group, and I really like the Truth album, which is the most inspirational album to me for a long, long while. And it's the second album was Beckola, but the track off Beckola was All Shook Up. Now, what I like about this is that Jeff's on fire, Rod Stewart singing, and I think he sang way better with the Jeff Beck Group than he ever did with anything else he did after that. Ronnie Wood from the Stones is on bass.
Oh yeah,
you know, and it's just a Nicky Oppigan on piano, and it just sounds like a band or five people in the studio jamming away, playing and having the times of their life, you know. And they just put the mics up, recorded it, and that to me just sounds fantastic. You know, it's so real, honest, and if you can't get off on that, I don't know. You. The cardiologist and have your heart checked.
Well, you heard it here. Jeff Beck and The Who. Those are the picks from Mick Box. Well, Mick, it is such an honor and a pleasure. I know our listeners are thrilled tonight. Big congratulations on the new album from Uriah Heep, Chaos and Color. And I have to close on this. You know, leading up to tonight, I was a little peeved at you because here at the station, I have to listen to new music constantly to play for our audience, to play on the radio. And the new album, Chaos and Color by Uriah Heep, is so good, I haven't been able to take it out of my CD player. I didn't want to listen to new music. I just want to keep listening to this album.
It's just be careful if your CD player's in the car because you'll get a speeding ticket if you get carried away.
Well, I know a good attorney.
Good man.
Well, Mick, thank you so much. Uriah Heep, Chaos and Color, it's out now. Mick, come on back anytime you want. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Eric, happy days, mate, and thanks for your support. Much appreciated, my friend.
Good night.
sister down. Talking about my generation, just because we get around. Talking about my generation, things they do look awful. Talking about my generation, I hope I die before I get old. Talking about my generation, it's my generation, it's my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Try to dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. Talking about my generation. What we all
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Is Eric playing that guitar rock again? Well, that's enough of that. I'm DJ Firefly, and if you're ready for something else, tune into my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.